I remember mommy's pie. Could I have a slice? Oh, mommy, may I? Daddy, please don't punish me. I didn't mean to eat the last piece. I am not prepared to die. I just wish I could hide here forever, here forever.
Thank you. disgusted. Lonely hearted too. Lord, I'm broken, disgusted. Hey, lonely hearted too. I want you to let me in your house, little girl, so I can have a talk with you. If I can't come in, let me sit down here by your door. If I can't come in, let me sit down here by your door. I'll leave so early in the morning, till your real man will never know. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me sleep down here on your floor. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me lay down here, sleep on your floor. If I walk in my sleep, you're the only one would ever know. If I can't be a full-time lover, let me be your part-time man. If I can't be your full-time lover, let me be your part-time man. If I can't see you when I want to, just let me see you when I can. Your bed, let me lay down here on your floor. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me lay down here on your floor. If I walk in my sleep, you're the only one would ever know. If I can't be your big dog, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. If I can't be your big dog, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. Well, I'll show you how a little dog, show you how a little dog can bear a bone. Let me show you. Let me show you. I dare you to let me show you. Let me show you how my baby bone. Let me be a little dog till the big dog come home. Should I say, bow wow.
This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4. I was dreaming about you, baby, late last night. The way we left things, you know it don't seem right. I don't like the way you walked out the door, and I can't stand that I won't see you more. And it's breaking me, you forsaken me. I'm on the road, but I'm traveling blind. I got a fever that's burning my mind. I look for life, but I don't see a sign. I only know you used to be mine. I only know you used to be mine. There are some things that I warm body and sweet soul kiss. I don't like the way you broke your chains, and I miss the way you held on to my brain. And it's breaking. Forsaken me. I'm on the road, but I'm traveling blind. I got a fever that's burning my mind. I look for life, but I don't see a sign. I only know it used to be mine. I only know it used to be
Sorry, I'm a touch late. It is 6:26 in Medford. My name is Gabriel Molnar, and I just overslept my alarm. But good morning regardless. So today, let me just start from the beginning, shall we? My name is Gabriel Molnar. This show is called Bird Brained. The general pitch is that most weeks we'll start at 6. Today we are starting at 6:26, but that's okay. This is WFO MFO in Medford. So Gabriel Molnar, Bird Brained, what is this about? This is a show where we're gonna be discovering hopefully artists new to you, artists that I've liked in the past that I enjoy listening to. We'll go genre to genre. So this little chunk of weeks, we are starting with Neo Soul. Neo Soul was a movement that started in, well, it started more or less in the 1970s, as we saw last week. We looked at an artist named Gil Scott-Heron, and then continued up through the 80s and the 90s alongside hip-hop to about the 2000s. We will be looking today at the 1990s and 2000s a little bit. Today we will be looking at someone known as the queen of Neo Soul, Erykah Badu. Some fun facts about Erykah Badu. One, first, her name Erykah is spelled E-R-Y-K-A-A, or K-A-H, excuse me. And that is on purpose. So her name originally was Erykah. as you spell it normally. And then she changed it when she was a young kid because she felt that she called it a slave name. So she changed it to have the word Ka in it, K-A-H, which represents the inner soul. And then her last name, Badu, was her favorite scat sound. She was heavily influenced by jazz singers, as we'll see throughout the hour. So another little fun fact is that she also popularized the term stay woke. So, you know, if you're looking for some relevance just before we even started, I think that's a little funny piece of information right there. This first song we're going to be listening to is called Your Precious Love. It's a song by her and another famous neo-soul artist named D'Angelo. And I hope you guys enjoy.
It's coming up right here.
Awesome. So that was our first song. It was called Your Precious Love. It was released in 1996, on the record label Kedar Entertainment. So just before we get too much into the music, let's talk a little bit about who Erica Badu is. Hopefully throughout the next less than 30 minutes, I can do her justice. I know I can't, but we'll try nonetheless. So Erica Badu was born in Dallas, Texas in 1971. So she grew up very exposed to the music of that era. Marvin Gaye, Gil Scott-Heron, a lot of the new hip-hop groups that were coming out in the 80s and the 90s. And she was also very influenced by jazz music, in particular Billie Holiday. So she was raised alongside her brother and her sister by her mother and her grandmothers after her father left when she was young. And there's a kind of similar story here from Erykah Badu to Gil Scott-Heron, who we talked about last week, which is this theme of really strong and artistic mothers and grandmothers who helped their kids along the way in becoming the artists that they were. So Erykah Badu was raised performing in youth theaters around the area in Dallas, Texas, and then by the age of 14, she performed often live on radio broadcast shows in the area, and she would freestyle much of the time. She was very much an artist at heart, and this was reflected in her education as well. She attended a school for the performing arts for high school, and then she studied theater at Grambling State University, which is a traditionally black university in Dallas, Texas. She left the school before graduating to focus more on music and took several jobs to support herself. Of those jobs, she performed alongside her cousin, Robert Bradford, who was a soul musician of the era. Kind of with a stroke of luck, they were picked up by Kedar Massenburg, who was a label owner and record producer, to open for D'Angelo, who is a very well-known neo-soul musician of the time. They opened for him in 2014, and Massenburg was so impressed by their performance that he offered to get Erykah Badu into the studio. And that is the song, Your Precious Love by D'Angelo and Erykah Badu, was more or less Erykah Badu's test. So in order to see if she was really all that, Massenburg had her make a song with D'Angelo. And as you can hear from that song, and as Massenburg certainly heard, she was indeed all of that. So, long story short, Massenburg sets them up. They record this cover. Massenburg likes what he hears, and then he signs her to his label in 1996. Her first album, Baduism, is released in 1997. We're going to be listening to the song On and On, which is the lead single from that album.
Like 1, 2, 3. Damn, y'all feel it? Oh. Like 1, 2, 3. keeps turning. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. The man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all. Does it seem colder in your summertime and hotter in your fall? If we were made in his image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not.
That groovy, very groovy. So On and On was a single from Erykah Badu's first studio album called Baduism. It's a pretty fantastic representation of the album as a whole. She combines kind of heavier hip-hop-esque jazz influenced beats with really dreamy vocals on this track, especially, and throughout the album. She drew comparisons to the great jazz artist Billie Holiday. If you haven't heard of Billie Holiday, I highly recommend checking Billie Holiday out. We heard about her a little bit last week with the song John Coltrane and Lady Day by Gil Scott-Heron, where he cites Lady Day, which is a nickname for Billie Holiday, as one of his main influences and a unifying force in music during the 60s and 70s and beforehand. But Gil Scott-Heron is talking from the perspective of the 60s and 70s and how kind of the music of people like Billie Holiday, it's so good that it unifies people despite alienation. So if you've heard of Erykah before, you've most likely heard of this song. It was released as a single off Baduism, and it is arguably Erykah Badu's most famous track, although there are many. It peaked as number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and the album as a whole had great commercial success. She received dozens of music award nominations for Baduism, and these awards included Best Female R&B Vocal Performance for that song, On and On, as well as the Best R&B Albums at the Grammys. So let's talk about the song a little bit, because there are some quite interesting lyrics and themes throughout. First off, I'll just start by saying this. Erykah Badu was, in many ways, a philosopher as much as she was a musician, and Baduism very much reflects Erykah Badu's spiritual, philosophical, and political beliefs throughout the album. So check out this line. The man that knows nothing, The man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all. So this is a line from the song where she references Socrates' famous paradox and the trademark slogan of skepticism, "As for me, all I know is that I know nothing." You also probably caught the line, "Most intellectuals do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same." So right off the bat, this line is fantastic. First off, it's very similar to the Wilhelm Reich quote, "Most intellectual people do not believe in God, but they fear him just the same." This is kind of known as Pascal's wager, which is the concept that even if you think God isn't real, it's rational to pretend that he is. So in the off chance that he is real, you aren't left to suffer eternal punishment in the seven circles of hell. But she switches it up a bit she doesn't say they fear God just the same. She says they fear us just the same. So why does she say us? Who is us? And why is this us God? Well, we have to look at one of Erykah Badu's most tightly held beliefs. And to do that, we're going to look at this organization called the 5% Nation. So the 5% Nation was a black nationalist movement influenced largely by Islam. It found its roots in 1964 in New York, in Harlem specifically. And the basic concept, their basic belief is this, that 80% of the world is ignorant. They know nothing. Zero. Zilch. That leaves 15% enlightened to the truth of the world. 10 of that 15% are the elites, who use their enlightenment to control the other ignorant people, the 85%. And that leaves 5% to save the 85%. So there's 5% of people determined to save the 85%. And as the belief goes, according to the black nationalist movement, that was the 5% Nation, that are the original people, black men and black women. So in the 5% Nation, they believe not in a singular God, but apotheosis, which is the belief that in this case, black people are the original people of the planet Earth, and as such, black men are quote-unquote gods of civilization, and black women are the quote-unquote Earths. So when Badu says they fear us, they fear gods, just the same, she's referencing this 5% Nation and her own personal belief. And just a quick note before we move on, this belief was widespread and throughout a lot of R&B and hip-hop singers in the 1990s and also in the later part of the 80s. These artists include Eric B. and Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, the Wu-Tang Clan, and Nas, just to throw some names out. Okay, so the next song that we're going to be listening to is called The Other Side of the Game. Also off Baduism, this song is produced in part by The Roots. If you don't know who The Roots are, I would highly recommend checking them out. They're a hip-hop band, meaning live instrumentation hip-hop, from Philadelphia. Here's The Other Side of the Game. I hope that you all enjoy. Saying that this life don't work.
but the seed is grown. I can't make it on my own. Summer came around and the flowers bloomed. He became the sun, I became the moon. Precious gifts that we both received. But could this be make believe? What you gonna do when it comes
So that was Other Side of the Game by Erykah Badu. So as I say, the song was produced by The Roots, which are mainly an experimental hip-hop band. So just in keeping with the themes of neo-soul, which is live instrumentation favored over sampling and digital production, you can hear that come through on this song very well. This song lyrically is also very interesting. She's talking about a hypothetical relationship with a drug dealer, and she's questioning the morality of bringing in a child to the world with this man. And this is really interesting because in 1997, when she was actually recording this album, Erykah Badu was pregnant. So this is very much a reflection of her own thought processes at the time. And when she sings, "Do I Want to Have This Child?", she's talking largely about her own life, where she doesn't know if she wants to bring a child into the world as an artist. Lucky for Badu, she struck this balance very well throughout her career. She went on to have 3 children, all of which she made plenty of time for. She actually homeschooled all 3. And an interesting note about this period of time in particular, I'm going to have to talk about the music video for the song just a little bit, even though you all can't see it. But she acts opposite of Andre 3000, who was her boyfriend at the time. And at the time, she was pregnant with their child, 7. Next, we're going to talk a little bit, or we'll listen to a song from Mama's Gun, which is released in 2000. This is her second studio album, and Caesar kind of holds steady on this jazzy, vibey chorus. So here's the song, Didn't You Know, from Mama's Gun. Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu, off her second studio album, Mama's Gun. So, it's nearly the hour, unfortunately. This is WMFO in Medford. Before we go, I'm going to read a quick little PSA. This one's about getting outside, which I recommend that you all do sometime today. Says, help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Thank you all for tuning in today. If you are tuning in, I appreciate you joining me on this early, early Monday morning, November 1st. Happy late Halloween. I hope that all of you had the opportunity to go out and trick-or-treat. I did, and I got some Reese's. I love myself Reese's. So, you know, I'm not too shabby. I'm going to go back to my dorm, eat some Reese's, and, you know, I hope you guys have a good morning, and I will see you next week, hopefully.